You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoof Hounds, KXCV KRNW.
Good evening and welcome into the broadcast here at Maryville High School. I'm Skylar Stamps, and we've got a doubleheader tonight between the boys and girls from Maryville High School and Lafayette High School down in St. Joe, Missouri. So we'll start off with our girls matchup tonight. It'll feature the Maryville Spoof Hounds coming into tonight's game with an overall record of 3 wins, 8 losses, coming fresh off of a win at Auburn, 45-38 this Tuesday. So feels good coming off of a win, pick up a win. This will be the first conference game of the year. Maryville's led under head coach Kelly Obley. This is her fifth season as the head coach. She played soccer at Northwest. And then for the Lafayette Lady Irish, their head coach by Ryan Madison, assisted by Charlie Lewis and Caitlin Brown. So we've got about 7 minutes, 30 seconds until tip-off between the Maryville Spoof Hounds and the Lafayette Fighting Irish. We'll take a break and be right back with our starting lineups.
Broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. And from Mosaic Medical Center, Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Support also comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Paget, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoof Hounds. And the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum has served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. More information at facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC. Also from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoof Hounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or at 102 North Buchanan. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information is at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
You're tuned in to Maryville Spoof Hound Pregame on KXCV KRNW, underwritten by Northwest Cell.
We're back here at Maryville High School for tonight's girls and boys doubleheader. Tonight's game features the Maryville Spoof Hounds taking on the Lafayette Fighting Irish. For our first game of the night, it'll be Lafayette coming in with a record of 9 wins, 2 losses, the only 2 losses of the season, coming from the first game of the season. And then the last loss came to Whitehaven, 29-61. Whitehaven is from Memphis, Tennessee, so quite the travel there, but some good competition and a very good team at that, a high-potent offense and a good defense. Their starting lineup goes as follows. Emery Oman is a freshman forward listed at 5'9". Then we got number 20, Delaney McKeeston. She's a sophomore guard listed at 5'4". Number 23, Lania Carriger, is another freshman starting at center at 6'2". Then Honor Mannings is a senior guard listed at 5'7". Then rounding out the starting lineup, Talisha Bird is also a senior guard listed at 5'5". And I apologize, Emery Owen is not a starter. Tia Nance is the last starter in the starting lineup. She's number 35, the junior point guard listed at 5'3". So that's the starting lineup for the Lafayette Lady Irish. So they'll take on the Maryville Spoofhounds, once again led under Kelly Obley in her fifth season as the head coach. Their starting lineup is the junior guard, or junior forward rather, Ryson Steens listed at 5'7". Then Makaya Yapel, the junior guard, listed at 5'7 as well. And then Alyssa Cunningham, a junior forward, listed at 5'8. And then Jaylee Price, listed at 5'6, junior guard. She's coming off of a season high 25 points versus that win over Auburn on Tuesday. And then rounding out the starting lineup for the Spoofhounds, number 15, Peyton Kurz, the sophomore 5'6 guard. So it'll be an uphill battle for Maryville, but if things are clicking, offense clicking, defense clicking, they can pull off the upset over the favored Lafayette Lady Irish. We'll take another quick break here. There's 2 minutes 47 seconds until tip-off. We'll come back, have tip-off right after this.
Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933, offering loans, savings, and checking accounts, credit cards, share certificates, and online banking. Located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. And the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full and part-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or online at airforce.com. Support also comes from local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information at unitedfiber.com.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil carries a full line of feeds from Purina and Land O'Lakes, along with Gates water tanks and bulk bins, to fit a variety of needs. More information in-store at 101 North Depot or online at consumersoil.com. And Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. Information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support also comes from Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-thru, a full-service floral shop, and more. For information, Hy-Vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville. This broadcast is also underwritten by U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics and Maryville High School. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
You're tuned in to Maryville Spoofhound Pregame on KXCV KRNW, underwritten by Northwest Cell.
This Spoofhound broadcast is underwritten by FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, myfcsfinancial.com. And from Hallelujah Counseling on South Main in Maryville, offering Christian-based mental health counseling. Services include anxiety and depression therapy, trauma counseling, stress management, relationship issues, and more. To schedule a consultation, 660-223-1700. Support also comes from Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-thru, a full-service floral shop, and more. For more information, Hy-Vee.com. Also from Laclede Chain Manufacturing on East 1st Street in Maryville. Laclede is a family-owned company producing various chains for hardware, industrial, snow chains, and more. Additional information is available at LacledeChain.com.
You're tuned in to Maryville Spoofhound Pregame on KXCV KRNW, underwritten by Northwest Cell.
We just finished up the national anthem and starting lineups are underway, and then we'll have tip-off. Once again, the matchup between the Maryville Spoof Hounds and the Lafayette Fighting Irish. First, we'll start with the girls, and then immediately following at about 6:30 right here on KXCV KRNW, we'll have the boys game between Maryville and Lafayette. Some matchup statistics here. Last year, Maryville got the best of Lafayette. My computer's loading here, then we'll get that score. But another matchup, number 23, Linnea Carringer, the center starting freshman, listed at 6'2 on their starting lineup. That is 6 inches taller than any of the Maryville starters. So that'll be something to look at, looking to see if she can get something going in the post and see how Maryville defends that and see if they can defend the hot shooting of Lafayette, slow down that potent offense. Once again, last year, Maryville did get the best of Lafayette. They beat them 44-39. That was down at Lafayette, so we'll see if the home court advantage has any favor for Maryville. This year, Maryville is 1-1 at home, so we'll see how that plays. Starting lineups just got finished, as you could hear there. Teams are in the huddle, about to break out, and then we'll have tip-off underway. Once again, Maryville 3-8 coming in overall. Lafayette 9-2. In the middle, jumping for Lafayette, it'll be Carringer, the 6'2 center freshman. Be interesting to keep tabs on her as she progresses through high school. Headed to the circle for the jump for Maryville will be number 10, Alyssa Cunningham. So it'll be a 5'8 matchup versus a 6'2 matchup. Take your bet. The official approaching the middle. The ball's thrown up and the game's underway, and Lafayette controls the tip. It'll be the point guard, Nance, controlling the ball for Lafayette. She gets it up to Linnea Carringer, who swings it to Honor Mannings. Nance gets it back on the right wing, back up top to Bird. Bird dribbling right, gets it poked away for a second by Kurz, but then retains it. Good defense here by Maryville to start. Nance now has the dribble up at the top again, resetting the offense, setting up a play. Ball goes left side to Bird. She'll dribble right, get up top to Mannings, who swings it right side, gets it in to Carringer, who puts it up for two. Once again, that matchup down low is going to be something to look at. She gets her first two of the game, the 6'2 freshman. Now Maryville's first time on offense. Lafayette leads 2-0. Ball's tipped out of bounds by Lafayette. Maryville retains possession. It'll be Steens to inbound for Maryville. She'll get it in to the point guard, Kurz. Now Steens drives right side, kicks out to Cunningham. She'll take a couple dribbles, get off to Kurz, who gets it back to Cunningham. Cunningham driving, backing down her defender. She'll put it up for two, and it's good, and a foul. She went right up into Carringer and draws the foul on her, puts the bucket in. She'll get one shot at the line. So Cunningham gets the and-one opportunity. And Carringer picks up her first foul. 6:49 remaining in this first quarter. Cunningham's free throw up, way off the mark. Just barely nicked the rim, and we're tied 2-2. Unable to convert on the and-one opportunity. Nance has the dribble for Lafayette. She'll pass left side to McKeeston. She'll get it over to Bird. And Lafayette calls a timeout. The good defense by Maryville sparks the timeout. So we'll take it with them. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Spoofhound Basketball on the Bearcat Public Media app.
This Spoofhound broadcast is underwritten by FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that's served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, 660-582-6464 or myfcsfinancial.com.
Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com.
Back here at Maryville High School, Lafayette just inbounded the ball. Nance has the dribble up top. She passes left side to McKeeston, gets it back to Nance. They pass it back and forth, back to Nance once again. They get inside to Carringer, who gets it poked away. But ball's on the ground and recovered by Jaylee Price. So Jaylee Price gets the steal. She passes it up, gets it back, and she dribbles down the court. Now it's Yapel in the corner. She'll dribble right side, get it over to Cunningham. Driving, gets it rejected by Carringer. Here comes Lafayette the other way. Good defense by Price to get back, but a foul is called. A little too aggressive there by Price, but she avoided the easy layup for Lafayette, so she sacrificed one of her fouls. So it'll be Lafayette to inbound underneath. Jaylee Price picked up her first foul. They inbound to the top of the key to Nance, who gets it left side to Bird, who takes a three. No good. Rebound to Price. Price takes it up the court for the Spoof Hounds. She finds Kurz in the corner, who dribbles in, kicks over to Yapel, who gets it to Cunningham. She'll drive baseline. Nothing going, and a travel. Thought she had an opportunity to pass up, but she didn't. Already left her feet, and the travel called. 5:38 remaining here in this first quarter. Low-scoring game so far, 2-2, which favors Maryville from this high-powered, potent offense from Lafayette. It'll be Nance with the dribble up at the top. She passes left side to Bird, who takes three. No good once again. Rebound to Rice and Steens. She passes over to Price, who brings up the ball and gets it to Kerr on the right side. Now it'll be Steens driving middle, and shot no good, but a foul called. Ball sat on top of the rim for a second. I thought that might fall in for another and-one opportunity, but around and out, no good. And that foul is going to be on number 20, Delaney McKeeston. Says her second. So that first foul must have been on McKeeston and not Carringer. So Carringer has no fouls. And McKeeston will check out of the game. And for her, is Destiny McDonald. So Steens with the and one opportunity. Free throw shot up and good. Not the and-one opportunity, but she made both of her free throws. So Maryville leads it 4-2. Nance with the dribble for Lafayette. She'll pass over to the just-checked-in McDonald, who launched a three. Shot no good. Rebound to Alyssa Cunningham. Price with the ball, dribbling for Maryville. She'll get it over to Steens, who dribbles right side, loses the handle of the ball, and it's stolen away, and a foul called on Steens. So Steens turns it over, then gets a foul called trying to get it back. Substitution here for Maryville. It'll be Riley Hornbuckle in for Jaylee Price. Or rather, Alyssa Cunningham. So Riley Hornbuckle in the lineup for the first time. 4-2, Maryville leads. 4 minutes, 40 seconds left in this opening quarter. Here's Lafayette. Nance has the dribble. She dribbles right side, puts up a shot. No good, and rebound to Peyton Kurz. That was a great box out there by Price on the 6-2 Carringer. And now on the left side, it's Steens with a three. No shot, no good. Rebound to Honor Mannings. She was falling out of bounds, but deflected it off of one of her own teammates, so it's out of bounds to Maryville. Or rather, out of bounds to Lafayette. She did manage to hit it off of a Maryville player. So Nance has the dribble down by two. She kicks over to Destiny McDonald. Nance gets the ball back. They're just passing it back and forth at the top of the key now. Trying to look inside to Carringer. They do get it into her, but she kicks out to Bird for three. It's good. Bird hits the three for the fight for the Lady Irish to take the lead 5-4. Now Maryville with an offensive opportunity. Kerr with the dribble on the right side. Finds Hornbuckle on the right, who drove on the baseline, and a defensive foul called on. That's going to be on number 24, Honor Mannings. That's her first foul of the game. She thought it maybe could have been an offensive foul, but feet weren't set. Called a defensive foul. Now Maryville inbound to Hornbuckle at the top of the key. She'll drive right past deflected, but handled by Kurtz. She drives baseline, tries to kick it to the corner, but deflected out of bounds by Lafayette. Substitution here for Maryville. In is Briley Acklin, number 11, and out is Makaya Yapel. So Maryville to inbound underneath, and they get it into Kurtz. She'll bring it up to the left side. And pass stolen away. That's, and for two, no good. That pass, or that steal rather, was by Destiny McDonald. She was unable to convert the layup, and the ball went out of, or rather a foul called. Foul called on Maryville. That's going to be on Reisenstein's. That's her second, so that'll be something to look for. She's still in the game, though. Lafayette to inbound to Nance to the top of the key. She swings right side. Back up to Destiny McDonald. She gets it over to Nance at the top. Good defense here by Maryville. They are sealing away everything on the inside, but Hornbuckle is going to be called for a foul after Honor Mannings tries to drive into her. That foul is going to be on the floor, though. That's Hornbuckle's first and fourth for Maryville. So next one, Lafayette will be in the bonus. Lafayette inbounds to Nance at the top of the key, who finds Bird, who takes a dribble. Shot no good. Offensive rebound. Put back no good. And another offensive rebound, but they're going to say that she went over the back and a foul called. That foul is going to be on Honor Mannings, her second. So she picks up two quick fouls. Both teams in some foul trouble here early on. 2 minutes, 40 seconds left to go. Lafayette leads 5-4. And Briley Acklin tries to put up a shot, but it's blocked out of bounds. Maryville retains possession underneath the hoop. They get it into Hornbuckle inside the paint. She puts up a wild shot, no good, didn't hit anything, but the rebound goes out to Reisenstein's, who gets it over to Price on the right side. Price dribbling left, now at the top of the key, setting up the offense. Still trying to set something up, passes over to Kurz. Kurz now dead, trying to find someone to pass to, not having any luck, and now passes it over and turns it over to Lafayette. That's number 32, Destiny McDonald, and she drives in, misses the layup, but a foul called. That foul's on number 15, Peyton Kerr. That's her first of the game, fifth for Maryville. So any foul from now on for either team is going to result in two free throws for that respective team. So Destiny McDonald at the line for two. She makes her first. Some substitutions here for Maryville. In is Annie Sparks, and once again, Makaya Yapel as well. Out goes Peyton Kerr and Alyssa Cunningham. Second shot, no good. Tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with Lafayette. So number 13, Emery Oman, got in there. Tipped it off of a Maryville player out of bounds, so Lafayette retains possession up 6-4. They pass into the corner to Shea Davidson, who swings left side to Bird. They swing it to the corner. That's Shea Davidson for three. Hits nothing, but offensive rebound to Oman. Nothing going there. Pass deflected, and Bird will clear out at the top, set up the offense. They'll get it over to Shea Davidson, who passes right side to McDonald. Trying to find some opening, but it'll be Shea Davidson for three once again. Same spot, no good. But another offensive rebound by Lafayette. This time it'll be Talisha Bird who drives in, banks it off the backboard 4-2 for Lafayette. Now Hornbuckle for the Spoofhounds have the ball out down low, kicks it out to Yapel. Tried to get it over to Hornbuckle again, no good. Stolen by Oman, and she missed the layup. Rebounded by Hornbuckle. That was a wide open layup, just couldn't convert. Now Jaylee Price pulls up for three. It's good. Jaylee Price gets her first three of the game, first points of the game as well. So now Lafayette with 44 seconds left, leading 8-7 over the Spoofhounds. Lafayette now has the ball. Shea Davison swings it right side to McDonald. Back to Davison. They like to pass around the ball. And Dustin McDonald for three. Short, hit nothing, but once again, offensive rebound by Oman. This time, shot no good, and it is rebounded by Maryville. That's Jaylee Price. She'll set up the offense with 12 seconds left for Maryville, trying to take the lead before the end of this first quarter. She's dead, can't find anyone to pass to. And they do find Hornbuckle. 1 second left, she puts it up off the glass. No good, and that's the end of the first quarter. So at the end of one, Lafayette leads it 8-7 over Maryville. We'll take a break and be back with the second quarter. You're listening to the Spoofhound Basketball on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Back here inside Maryville High School, Lafayette leads at 8-7 over the Spoofhounds at the start of the second quarter. It'll be Maryville ball to start. On the court for Maryville, it'll be the starters, Steens, Yapel, Cunningham, Price, and Kurt. For Lafayette, it'll be Oman, McKeeston, Tianance, Baird, and Mannings. Price controls the dribble at the top. She dribbles right side now. Cunningham now has the ball, but raised her foot before she took a dribble. That's a travel for and turnover for Cunningham. An early substitution here for Lafayette. That's going to be Talisha Bird checking in for Delaney McKeeston. So Lafayette has the ball and the one-point lead. It'll be Destiny McDonald controlling the dribble. She kicks left side to Shea Davison. Good movement here by Lafayette. Bird now has the ball. Kicks right side to Dolkin. Dolkin dribbling. She'll put up a shot. No good. Gets her own rebound. Goes up. Nothing called. Gets her own rebound again. Puts it up. No good. But a foul called. So that's Honor Mannings with three offensive rebounds on her own shots. And she'll go to the line 4-2. That foul on Michaela Yapel. That's her first of the game. Her first shot was good and second one as well. So she converts on both. Lafayette now leads 10-7. It's Rice and Steens with the dribble for Maryville. And a foul called on the perimeter, a hand check call. Lafayette coach wanted a hook and hold, but didn't get that. So that foul on Destiny McDonald, her first, team's first of the quarter. So now it's Price with the ball up top, who dribbles left side. Still has the dribble, passes over to Steens on the left corner. She dribbles baseline, tries to put up a shot, no good. Gets her own rebound and puts up a shot, no good, but a foul called. So same thing kind of happening on both ends of the court for both of these teams. Put up a shot, don't make it, get the offensive rebound, shoot again, get fouled. So that foul on Honor Mannings, that's her third of the game, so she's got to check out. And the 6'2 freshman, Lania Carriger, checks in for Lafayette. So Steen's first free throw was good, second one on the way, and it's also good. A little pressure by Rice and Steens, and she manages to knock it away, but no steal. And Lafayette manages to get it across half court. Now it'll be Oman who takes a 15-foot jumper on the side. No good. And rebounded by Price. Price pushing the other way. She kicks right side Cunningham, who dribbles right side baseline. Shot no good. Blocked by Carriger and cleared by Talisha Bird, who comes the other way. Kicks it to Oman, who couldn't control the dribble, and it goes out of bounds. So turnover there by Lafayette. Maryville gets the ball. Maryville trailing 10-9, 6 minutes, 26 seconds left in this second quarter. Now it's Cunningham with the dribble at the top of the key, who gets it to Price. Back to Cunningham, trying to set something up here for Maryville. Now she's trying to find someone to pass to, tries to find Price, but the pass off the mark and out of bounds to Lafayette. She felt the pressure there by the defense and couldn't make a solid pass to Price. And Maryville will set up in that full court pressure again. It'll be Yapel and Kerr up trying to steal the ball, but no good for that. And down comes all the way Destiny McDonald. She's the only one who touched the ball the whole court. She brings it in for two. So impressive ball handling and finishing skills there by McDonald. The other way, trailing by three of the Spoof Hounds. Kerr driving right side, puts it up. Shot no good. Rebounded by Tia Nance. Now it'll be Davison bringing the ball up for Lafayette. Maryville still sticking in that one-man pressure. Lafayette, once again, 15-foot jumper by Emery Oman, no good, but offensive rebound by Lania Carriger is good. So that 6'2 with long wingspan came in clutch for that. Other way comes Cunningham. She drives baseline, shot blocked, but it goes right to Rice and Steens, who goes in. Floater no good. Jaylee Price tracks down the rebound, throws it off of the Lafayette player, and out of bounds to Maryville. So good hustle play there by Price. In for Maryville is Core Grow. Checking out is Michaela Yapel. So it'll be Maryville ball. They now trail by 5, 14-9. 5 minutes left, and we have a timeout called here by Lafayette. We'll take that with them. We'll be back after this short break. You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for Spoofhound Football comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Millen Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at UnitedFiber.com.
Back here inside Maryville High School, it'll be Maryville basketball on the sideline, trailing 14-9, 5 minutes left here in the second quarter. A bad pass there by Rice and Steens, and it's turned over, cleared by Carriger. Aired pass there, and Lafayette comes away with the ball. It'll be Tia Nance trying to look for an opportunity to find Carriger inside, but they can't. But Talisha Bird has the ball, and she drove and put it up for two. Bird made it look easy. Mm-hmm. Now it'll be Price coming the other way for the Spoofhounds, down by 7. Trying to find something on offense here. This defense starting to click for Lafayette. Cora Groh has the ball, left side or right side, kicks it left side to Cunningham. She'll try and back down her defender. Kerr's trying to drive, saw an opening, but she took a step before she put the ball on the ground, so they call the travel. So some mistakes here for Maryville. Going to have to clean those up to stay in this one. 4 minutes left. Maryville trails 16-9 over the Fighting Irish. Oman has the ball, driving baseline. She'll put up a shot, and it's good. So Lafayette going on a little run here. The presence of the tall Lafayette defenders are being felt here by Maryville, and almost a turnover there again. Kerr had the ball trying to drive, but a tie-up was called. Or rather, a foul called instead. Thought that she might have had two hands on the ball, but a hand was on the arm instead. That foul was on Talisha Bird, who then stole the inbound pass. So she committed the foul, but then she stole the ball right back. So it makes up for that. Tia Nance has the ball the other way for Lafayette, who now has a 9-point lead. She swings over to Oman. She gets it over to Talisha Bird, who drives baseline, puts up a shot for two. Talisha Bird racking up some points. She now has 6 in this ball game. Lafayette leads 20-9. Maryville trying to find something on offense. Jaylee Price kicks over to Groh, who finds Rice and Steen's right side. 3-pointer, no good. And fight for the rebound, and a foul is going to be called on Cora Groh for Maryville. So they were both fighting, but she may have drug her to the ground in the process. That's going to be Cora Groh's first personal foul. Checking in for Maryville is Michaela Yapel and Riley Hornbuckle. So 3 minutes remaining in this first half. Maryville trails 20-9. Tia Nance controls the ball for Lafayette, who tried to get it into Lania Carringer, but the ball tipped out of bounds. She couldn't control it, and Maryville gets the ball. So Jaylee Price trying to find something on offense, finds Michaela Yapel, left wing three, good. Michaela Yapel, 3-pointer in the corner is good to cut this lead down to 8 for Lafayette. Tia Nance seeing if she can do something about that, controlling the dribble at the top of the key. She swings over to Oman, who's trying to facilitate this offense. Now found the hot hand, Talisha Bird. She's driving right side, finds Oman in the right corner. Swinging around, 3-pointer by Talisha Bird off the bark. That 3-pointer was by Delaney McKeeston, but it was no good. Didn't hit anything, and a foul called, going the other way over the back. That foul's on Emery Oman, her first, team's 4th. So next one committed by Lafayette. Maryville will be shooting free throws. 2 minutes left, 20-12. Lafayette leads over Maryville. Rice and Steens has the ball on the right side baseline for Maryville. She tries to find the cutting Price. She finds her, unable to convert the shot, but that's because her arm was held. She'll go to the line for two. So a great cut there by Price and an even better find by Steens. That foul by Lafayette was committed by Delaney McKeeston. That's her 3rd, team's 5th. And the first shot by Price is just off the mark, no good. So she'll get one more with 2 minutes remaining here in the first half. Second shot up and right through. So Jaylee Price connects on one of her 2 free throws, cuts the lead down to 7. Here comes Lafayette and Tia Nance, who tries to set up the offense, tries to shake Jaylee Price, but she's not having it. She sticks with her. Great defense here by Price. She'll swing right side to Destiny McDonald, driving baseline, trying to find someone to pass to. Passes, but it's almost stolen, and now it is stolen by Cunningham, who gets it to Price, who deflects it off the Lafayette defender, gets it over to Cunningham. She puts up a shot. No good. A little bit of chaos going there, but in the end, Lafayette controls the dribble. Other way, here comes Bird. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Hornbuckle. So a lot of things happening, but no points scored. And now Jaylee Price trying to slow things down the other way. Just kidding. She'll launch a three. It's no good. Rebounded by Michaela Yapel. Shot no good, but a foul call. So Michaela Yapel will go to the line for two. Foul called on Emery Oman. That's her second, team sixth. But they're already past five, so it's two shots no matter what. Yapel's first shot up and right through. Yapel's fourth point of the game. She'll have one more. Try and cut this lead down to five. And that's exactly what she does. Michaela Yapel with 5 points in this game. Now Maryville puts on the full court pressure, and now they drop back. Tia Nance has the ball with 1:10 left in the first half. Tia Nance still controlling the ball at the top of the key, trying to set up the offense. Finds Emery Oman inside. She'll put up a shot, and it's good. Good positioning there, and good move by Emery Oman for two. 22-15. And the pass by Jaylee Price, stolen away. That's by Bird. She'll go in for two. Shot no good, but rebounded by Tia Nance. And not quite sure what that was. It might have just been that Maryville player was out of bounds. Never saw an indication, so I think that's what that was. So Lafayette inbounding underneath their own hoop. Up 22-15, 46 seconds left in the first half. It's Destiny McDonald inbounding to Nance. She'll pull up at the free throw line. Jumper is good. So Tia Nance gets in the books and scores her first 2 points of the game. Now Jaylee Price at the top of the key, dribbling right side. Finds Cora Groh, who gets fouled on the shot. And she'll go to the line 4-2. So Cora Groh trying to drive in, put up a shot, but no good. But she'll get two. That foul for Lafayette's on Talisha Bird, her second of the game. Cora Groh's first shot up and good. She'll have one more with 30 seconds left in this first half. Second shot up off the back iron and drops back in for one. So 30 seconds here for Lafayette to work with. It'll be Tia Nance bringing the ball down the point guard for Lafayette. She finds Bird at the right side, who kicks it back to Nance. 16 seconds left. Nance has the ball at the top, trying to set up the play. It'll be Bird on the right side, passes up to Destiny McDonald. 8 seconds now. Nance with the ball left side, trying to find Oman inside. She finds her. Oman up. Shot's no good. Rebounded by Steens. And she'll hold on to it as the final, or as the halftime buzzer sounds. So at halftime, Lafayette leads Maryville 24-17. We'll be back with some halftime stats right after this short break. You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center. With locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business. also from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full and part-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Today's broadcast is also brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud sponsor of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com, member FDIC. Also from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years, the Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, visit nwmcell.com.
You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoofhounds, KXCV, KRNW.
Welcome back to the broadcast here at Maryville High School. We've got a doubleheader today between the girls and the boys basketball teams, between Maryville High School and Lafayette High School down in St. Joe. So, halftime of this girls' basketball game, Lafayette, the Fighting Irish, they're leading Maryville Spoofhounds 24-17. So Maryville doing a good job holding the 9-2 Lafayette girls basketball team to just 24 points. Usually they have a pretty high-powered offense. In their past few games, they've scored 56 points, 61 points, 52 points. So holding them to 24 points in this first half is pretty good. Well, scoring 17 yourself and being down by 7 against a good team like that is nothing to hold your head about. Just some small mistakes, some traveling violations, some errant passes to clean up in the second half, and Maryville's right back in it. Or I should say still staying in it, maybe take the lead even. So 24-17, Lafayette leads it over Maryville at halftime. Just a reminder that there is a boys' game after this as well, starting roughly about 15 minutes after the girls' game comes to a conclusion. So stay tuned after the end of the girls' basketball game, and we'll have a good one on hand between a very good Lafayette team and a very good Maryville team. Lafayette's record 5-5, but don't let that deceive you. They've played some very good opponents. They just went over to Nebraska and played two very good teams. And Maryville, who's also played very good teams, only two losses this season. So that'll be a fun one to watch there. Maryville ranked number 6 in Class 4A. So stay tuned after the end of the girls' game. But once again, we've still got another half of girls' basketball action. I'll tally up some more stats, and I'll have that for you right after this short break. You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for Spoofhound Football comes from Mill and Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Mill and Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot BioProven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millanddinsdaleseed.com. And from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. For more information, 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Support is also provided by Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com. And Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil has served the community for 95 years and continues to be a local source for refined fuels, propane, feed, tire services, grain merchandising, and agronomy services. More online at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. And from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933, the credit union offers in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day and electronic signatures on loan documents. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together. Also from Northwest AV, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More information at nw-av.com. Today's game is also brought to you by Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 11 o'clock every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville.
You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoofhounds, KXCV KRNW.
Back here inside Maryville High School, we've got some scoring leaders for you. So for Maryville, leading the way was Michaela Yapel. She has 5 for the Spoofhounds. Jaylee Price and Ryson Steens both added 4. And then Cora Groh and Alyssa Cunningham both had 2. So that's your leading scorers for the Spoofhounds. Jaylee Price going to have to find a way to get to her season average to keep the Spoofhounds into this one. She's averaging 13 points a game. She just had 25 points on Tuesday. So far, Lafayette done a good job of holding her to just 4 points in this first half. For Lafayette, Emery Oman has 4 points, as well as Lania Carringer and Honor Mannings, all with 4 points. Destiny McDonald and Tia Nance both have 2. And leading the scoring for the Lady Irish is number 30, Talisha Bird, with 9. So we've got 2 minutes left here until the start of the second half, until Maryville and Lafayette face off for the final 16 minutes of action. Once again, Maryville still in this one versus a very good Lafayette team coming into tonight's game with a 9-2 record. Those 2 losses only coming to a team from Memphis, Tennessee on December 28th, and then the other one was their very first game of the season versus Raymore Peculiar, 49-54. So a team that is really dominated everyone that they've played. They really haven't played in too many close games. So for Maryville to be only down at 7 at the half, I'd almost call that a win for the Spoofhounds. So we'll see what changes they make. See if they keep the full court pressure that was wreaking some havoc with Lafayette there at the start of the second quarter. Lafayette started to kind of adapt and overcome the pressure towards the end, but we'll see if Maryville goes back to that. It'll be Lafayette ball to start. Maryville out on the court, ready to go. Lafayette still in the huddle. We've got 30 seconds until the halftime buzzer rings. Lafayette on track for really how many points they score. Talisha Bird already has 9. She only averages 12.7 a game, so she's on track to blow that out of the water. She's on track for 18 points. But Maryville has done a good job of keeping the tall Anaya Carringer, the 6'2 freshman, to only 4 points. And our second half is underway. So Lafayette has the ball. Tia Nance up by 7. She finds Anaya Carringer, who gets it back to Nance. Back to Carringer and down low. Shot no good, but foul called. So a good play out of halftime. Carringer got it back to Nance and then took a beeline to the bucket where Nance found her. She couldn't convert the shot, but that's because she got fouled. Foul's going to be on Riley Hornbuckle. That's her second of the game. And Lanaya Carringer could not convert on the first free throw, but she'll get one more. Second shot, this time is good. So Carringer connects on one of the two free throw attempts. And Jaylee Price coming the other way. Looks like a defensive change for Lafayette, and it works as the steal comes, and it'll be Mannings for two. Looks like a 1-3-1 zone here for Lafayette, and it worked great against the offense of Maryville. They stick to it this time. Price has the dribble, gets it down to Hornbuckle on the baseline. She kicks out to Groh for three, shot no good. Ball tipped out of bounds, and it'll go to Lafayette. So Lafayette sticking in a 1-3-1 zone here to start the second half, something they haven't done all game, but so far it's worked. So we'll see if they continue to go for it, if it's working for them. Nance with the dribble at top of the key. She kicks left side to Bird. Bird finds Honor Mannings at the top. And then over to Bird once again, whose three-point shot off the mark, no good, but offensive rebound by McKeeston, who takes it across court, across the baseline. She drives to Mannings, shot no good, and rebounded by Price. Price coming the other way, trying to push things. She passes to Cora Groh, but she wasn't looking, but luckily Kerr was there to fix it. Now Michaela Yapel, shot no good, offensive rebound by Kerr. And Lafayette, that'll be, I believe, Delaney McKeeston reaching over her back. So ball's going to stay with Maryville. McQueeston picks up her fourth foul of the game, so she'll have to check out. And for her is Destiny McDonald. McKeeston hasn't scored in this game but has been good on defense, so that is a little bit of a loss for Lafayette. Pass goes into Kerr. Arid pass stolen away by Manning. She takes it the other way and lays it in for two. Now Price coming the other way, down by 12. See if they can get something working on offense. She finds Kerr left corner, swinging to Hornbuckle, who will launch a three. Misses everything off the mark, no good. Jaylee Price saves it inbound, but right to Tia Nance. Going the other way, Tia Nance. That's going to be an offensive foul. She extended the arm, going the other way. Good defense there by Kerr. She hustled back down. Nance had to extend the arm to make some space. Offensive foul. That's her first of the game. Here comes Price the other way. And Maryville's going to call a timeout, so we'll take it with them. You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media app. Lafayette leads it 29-17 over Maryville.
KRNW comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together.
Support for Spoofhound Football comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville, and online at mwdata.net.
Maryville inbound on the left side, down 29-17 under Lafayette. Jaylee Price controls the ball at the top of the key. She passes off to Cunningham. Now Price has the ball left side, driving right. Picks it to the right corner to Kerr. She'll bring it back up to the top. Now driving in the lane, kick out to Steens, who finds Yapel. Good defense here by Lafayette. Now Cunningham drove, but she took too many steps and travel called. So another turnover here by Maryville. Good defense by Lafayette to start the first, or the second half rather, third quarter. Tia Nance now with the dribble for for Lafayette. She finds Talisha Bird, who's had the hot hand, who passes off to Destiny McDonald. McDonald dribbling left, kicking to Nance in the corner. Now back up to Bird, three-pointer shot, no good. Ball being batted around and cleared by Jaylee Price. Maryville coming the other way, trying to push. And now back to back out. Steens looked for three, no good, or rather didn't take it, passed over to Kerr. And she shot a two, no good, and rebounded by Talisha Bird. Nobody there, she takes it all the way for two. So a lucky bounce there, went right to her. She had an easy lane the whole way down the court. And now we have an injury timeout here for an injured Lafayette player. That's Destiny McDonald. She's wearing a brace on that left leg. Looks like that might have been it. And for her is Shea Davison. So already underway again. Jaylee Price gets it over to Cunningham, who swings it. Yaple, left side, dribbling back. Finds Cunningham, wide open lane. But it closes quickly and stolen away by Bird. Bird comes the other way. Passes over to Honor Mannings, who couldn't control the ball, and it goes out of bounds. So good steal there by Lafayette, but unable to convert as the ball goes out of bounds. Now Jaylee Price with the dribble. She goes over and finds Annie Sparks, and for the first time tonight, she'll find Cunningham, who throws the ball, trying to look for Kurz, but throws it across half court and out of bounds. Another turnover by Maryville and Cunningham. So Lafayette leading, extending the lead, doubled what it was at halftime, 31-17. Nance has the dribble for Lafayette. 4 minutes remaining. We're halfway through this third quarter. And now Nance gets it in to the 6'2 freshman, Lanaya Carringer. She puts it up. Shot no good, but a foul called, so she'll get two at the line. Maryville still looking for some offensive production in this third quarter, but unable to find anything. 0 points scored so far. First shot for Carriger is up and good. She'll have one more substitution here for Lafayette. In is Emery Oman, and out is Shea Davison. Second shot here for Lanaya Carriger is up and straight through. Interesting shot for him, but it works. Coming the other way, here is Sparks. She couldn't handle the ball, and Lafayette clears. They're trying to push. That's Honor Mannings, who kicks it out to Talisha Bird, up to Nance, and now they'll slow things down. Set up an offensive play. Nance at the top of the key. They've ran this play quite often, and it's worked. Cut her through the middle of the lane. Now the tall girl, Carringer, is up at the top of the key with the dribble. She'll find Nance. Carringer cuts down, finds her. She puts it up for two. Shot no good. Gets her own offensive rebound. Up, no good once again. This time Oman gets the rebound. Up and good. They got four chances, and they converted on one. Still came out with points. So Emery Oman came away with the 2 points after the four offensive rebound and four shots there for Lafayette. Here comes Cunningham the other way. She'll drive baseline. Shot no good. Blocked, but a foul is called. That foul, I believe, is going to be on Lanaya Carringer. She thought she got all ball, but on the follow through, came down and made contact with the body. That's only her first foul, so not a whole lot of damage done there. Team's third, Cunningham at the line for two. The first one is good. So Maryville finally gets on the scoreboard in this second half. And Alyssa Cunningham has 3 points in this ball game. Second shot on the way. It's up and straight through. Cunningham connects on both free throws on that possession. Maryville now able to set up in their full court pressure. It's just man pressure, so it's Nance and Price all alone. She backs off, and Nance gets across half court. She still has the dribble, dribbling to the right side now. She kicks up to Bird, driving right lane. Puts up a floater, no good, but offensive rebound, Omen, and puts it in. That's exactly how the last play worked. Omen got an offensive rebound and put it up for two. Now Maryville coming with spark. She drives, kicks. Good shot fake there by Kerr. She passed to Kerr, but unable to convert the shot attempt and rebounded by Carragher. Now Nance has the dribble coming the other way for the Fighting Irish. Fighting Irish pass inside to Bird. Shot no good, but a foul called. That was a great entry pass there by Honor Mannings. Bird unable to convert the shot, but a foul was called on Maryville. So Bird at the line 4-2. That foul on Alyssa Cunningham, her second of the game, team's third in this third quarter. Couple substitutions here in for Maryville is number 3, Michaela Yapel, and 11, Briley Acklin. And the timeout here called by Maryville. So whenever we come back, we'll have one more free throw for Lafayette. Lafayette leads it 37-19. You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Back here inside Maryville High School, Lafayette leads at 37-19. Talisha Bird is at the line for one more free throw to try and extend it, and that's exactly what she does. She adds on to her point total and now has 11 on the night, just at her season average. Jaylee Price coming the other way for Maryville. Kicks over to Groh, who finds Rice and Steens, but unable to convert anything and turns it over in the paint. The other way comes Honor Manning. She couldn't convert the shot, and the Rice and the rebound goes to Price. So Price coming the other way. Fast action here for Maryville, trying to speed things up a little. Michaela Yapel trying to drive in. She kicks over to Cunningham, who kicks over to Rice and Steens. Entry pass to Michaela Yapel. A little arid and unable to do anything. It's stolen away by Omen, but then it gets batted away by Maryville, but out of bounds to Lafayette. So a turnover, but some good effort trying to get the ball back. End of the day, Lafayette gets the ball, and Maryville sets up in their full court pressure defense. Now they drop back, and Nance has the ball all alone, dribbling across the M at midcourt. 1 minute, 20 seconds remaining, third quarter, 38-19, 19-point lead here for Lafayette. Omen has the ball at the top of the key. She'll get it back to Honor Mannings. Honor Mannings pass over to Emily Dolkin in for the first time tonight, and back to Nance at the top. Wasting a little time, Bird will launch a three, and it's no good, just short, rebounded by Yapel. She is their three-point threat, and it was just off the mark, but here comes Maryville the other way. Jaylee Price taking her defender down in the lane. Cunningham, shot no good. She traveled. She caught the ball, took a little hop to get her feet set. Then she shot. That's a travel. And for Maryville, it's going to be Cora Groh and Riley Hornbuckle, and on the bench is going to be Jaylee Price and Cunningham. So 48 seconds remaining. Maryville trailing by 19 here in this third quarter. 45 seconds left. Nance has the ball at the top, guarded by Cora Groh. Talisha Bird now with the dribble, gets it over to Oman on the left side. She finds Destiny McDonald. McDonald driving, kicks left out to the corner for Nance, but unable to connect. But offensive rebound by Emery Aumont. She puts it up for two, no good. Point blank range, but she just couldn't convert, and the rebound goes to Yapel. She finds Hornbuckle, and now Steen's driving. It'll be Briley Acklin with the 3-point shot, and couldn't tell if her foot was on the line. And a full court shot here by Tia Nance, no good. So at the end of the third quarter, Briley Acklin adds on three and cuts down the lead to 16 for Lafayette. Lafayette leads it 38-22. We'll take a break and come back with the last quarter of action. You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddles provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Support for Spoofhound Football comes from Millen-Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Millen-Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
We've got one more quarter left to play here in the first matchup of our doubleheader tonight. This is the girls' basketball game. Here after the conclusion of this game, we'll have the boys' basketball game. Sixth-ranked Maryville boys taking on the Lafayette Fighting Irish. But before that, Maryville trying to come out of a 16-point deficit here to start the fourth quarter. They've got 8 minutes to do so, and it'll be Maryville ball to start. Trying to get the ball in. Might not, but they do. They get into Cunningham right before the five-second call, who finds Peyton Kurd. Then Steen's driving right side. No good. She gets her own rebound. Closely guarded by two Lafayette defenders and a foul called on one of them. So good defense until they came down, slapped her on the arm. That foul is on Emery Aumont. That's her third, first of the fourth quarter for the team. Now Maryville inbounding underneath their own basket. And Emery Aumont closely guarded the inbound and deflected it out of bounds. Maryville trying it again. Michaela Yapel, or rather Rice and Steens, to inbound for Maryville. Finds Price in the right corner. Price going up top. Now she finds an opening, drives left side, finds Steens. But she took a step before she put the ball on the ground. These officials really looking for that tonight, and good calls as well. So Steens gets called for the travel. 7 minutes, 30 seconds left. Score still 38-22 in favor of Lafayette. Nance has the ball coming down the court, and she'll find Lania Carringer at the free throw line. She'll kick back out to Nance, who finds Elm on top of the key. Back to Nance, left side. Gets it into Carringer. She'll back down our defender, put a shot up, no good. Rebounded by Cunningham. She gets it to Price to set up the offense. Rather, finds Kurz driving baseline. Gets it rejected and out of bounds by Carringer. So thought she had a shot, but then Carringer with the long wingspan came up and blocked it out of bounds. So Rice and Steens once again to inbound for Maryville. Aumont guarding her. Finds Price in the left corner. Price dribbling. Finds Cunningham. Thought about the three. Now backing down Carringer. She passes over to Price. Good defense here by Lafayette. Kick out to Yapel. Three-pointer. It's good. Michaela Yapel with her second three-pointer of the game. She's got 8 points tonight. So score or lead down to 13 for Lafayette. Tia Nance with the ball. She passes to Honor Mannings on the left side. Over to Aumont on the right side now. Nance has the ball in the right side corner. Trying to look to get it inside, but good defense there by Cunningham. Carringer now pops out to the three-point line and gets it back to Aumont. Good defense here by Maryville, both inside and out. Steens almost batted the ball away, but Nance still with good ball possession. Now in the corner, three-pointer shot no good. That was Mannings, but she drives in and gets her own rebound, and I believe a timeout called here by Lafayette. And so we'll take it with them. So 6 minutes remaining, 38-25, Lafayette leads it. You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Support comes from Hallelujah Counseling on South Main in Maryville, offering Christian-based mental health counseling, including anxiety and depression therapy, trauma counseling, stress management, relationship issues, and more. To schedule a consultation, 660-223-1700.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Back here at Maryville High School, Lafayette leads at 38-25. They get the inbound into Nance. She finds Bird on the right corner. Almost had it knocked away, but recovers it. Passes over to Mannings, who gets it into Oman. Kicked over to Caring and puts it up for two. What a play. Great passing, better vision. And now Caringer makes a defensive play and blocks Kerr's shot. And then Kerr's commits the foul on Oman, who recovered it after Caringer blocked it. So a little bit of a frustration there, foul there for Kerr. That's Kerr's second foul of the game, first of the quarter for Maryville. So down by, or up by 15, Lafayette comes the other way. Oman has it, 15-foot mark on the corner, gets it back up to Nance at the top. She finds a wide open Manning underneath, up, shot up, no good, but a foul called. That foul is going to be on, I believe, Alyssa Cunningham, rather. Her third, team second of the quarter. So at the line is Manning's 4-2. First shot up and good. She'll have one more. Second shot up, no good, but offensive rebound by Carringer. She just went above everybody. And ball out of bounds to Maryville. So Carringer tried to get it, but unable to go above everyone and control it. She did tip it around, but here come the Spoofhounds. Price passes to the corner to Yapel. She makes an errant pass. Come the other way. Mannings beats Steens to it. She goes up for two, and an offensive foul called. Taking that offensive foul is Kerr's. That foul on Honor Mannings. So Honor Mannings picks up her fourth foul, second team foul of the quarter. 5 minutes remaining. Spoofhounds down by 16, 25, 41. Price controls the dribble for the Spoofhounds. Tries to pass it to Hornbuckle, but they weren't on the same page, and it goes flying out of bounds. So another turnover here by Maryville. Checking in for Maryville, Cora Groh comes in for Michaela Yapel. And now Tia Nance controlling the ball for the Lady Irish. She finds a wide open Oman, who passes over to Carringer for two. They just ran that same play and it worked out the exact same way. So great job there by Lafayette with a good design play. Steens on the baseline for the Spoofhounds. Passes up to Kerr's right side wing. Cora Groh now has the ball at the top of the key for Maryville. She kicks out to Steens in the corner, who drives baseline, puts up a shot blocked by Carringer. And a foul called on Steen. So, once again, had the shot blocked, trying to get it back, and commits a foul. So, That foul on Rice and Steens, that's her third of the game, team's third of the quarter. We have another timeout here. Lafayette leads at 43-25. You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's Spoofhound broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or MyMLC.com/Maryville.
Back here at Maryville High School, Lafayette leads at 43-25 over the Maryville Spoofhounds. They kept it close. Maryville kept it close, only down by 7 at the halftime. But after half, Lafayette kind of switched up defenses, got into the heads of Maryville. And now they're up by 18 points. So a hole to dig out of with 4 minutes, 19 seconds left. But Maryville trying to put some full court pressure on to hopefully extend that a little bit. Tia Nance now has the dribble. Coming across, trying to slow things down for Lafayette. Trying to waste some time. She gets it over to Bird. Bird now kicked over to McDonald. They find Manning down low, who kicks it back up to Manning, or rather Nance at the top of the key. Jaylee Price deflected that one. And now Byrd has the dribble over to Carriger. 3 minutes, 40 seconds left. Oman now with the ball. Lafayette doing a good job of playing some keep-away ball here to take some time off the clock. Carriger now has the ball left side. Gets it up to Byrd. Just some passing going around. Now she drives in the lane, puts up a shot. No good. And rebound to Price. So about a minute came off the clock on that possession, but no point scored. Jaylee Price now driving lane. Bounce pass to Briley Acklin. Put up a shot, but before the shot, she committed the travel. Took a couple too many steps. So it'll be Lafayette ball. Up by 18, 3 minutes, 10 seconds left. Ref calls a timeout here. Looks like Rice and Steens has some blood on her left knee, so she'll check out, and in for her is Alyssa Cunningham. Lafayette up 43-25. Nance controls the ball for the Lady Irish. They have Honor Mannings trying to lob it down low to Carriger, who couldn't control it. Pass was too high. Out of bounds. It'll go to Maryville. Just under 3 minutes left, down by 18. Maryville's got to get something going and get it going quick. Jaylee Price coming this way for the Spoofhounds. She dribbles left side. Dead, trying to find someone else. She finds Groh, who kicks it to Kerr on the right side. But she traveled before she took a dribble. So another dribble, or another turnover here for the Spoofhounds. And the Lady Irish will get the ball. Tia Nance, the point guard, doing a good job tonight for Lafayette, not turning the ball over and being a leader on this offensive side. Carringer now has the ball at the top, and pass stolen away by Cora Groh. She's coming the other way. Cora Groh, layup is good. So Cora Groh gets the layup and the 2 points off the layup. Now Tia Nance coming the other way. Score 43-27 Lafayette, 2 minutes, 10 seconds left in the game. They get it to Carringer down low, who had Cunningham sealed off and put it up 4-2. So Lanaya Carringer racking up some second half points here in this ball game. Now Jaylee Price with a minute and 50 seconds left. Gets it to Kerr, who drives baseline, puts up a shot, hits nothing, and rebounded by Oman. Here comes Nance the other way. 1 minute, 30 seconds remaining. Score 45-27 in favor of Lafayette. Lafayette going to clear the bench here. All fresh legs trying to get some varsity playing time for these players. It'll be Macy Tarr, Emily Dolkin, Shea Davison, Destiny McDonald, and Delaney McKeeston. So all new five here for Lafayette, and the ball gets poked out of bounds by Rice and Steens. Or rather off of Lafayette, and Maryville will get the ball. So minute 20 seconds left here in this ball game. 45-27, Lafayette leads it. Jaylee Price has the ball, right side. She's now dribbling up, finds Kerr, driving right side, goes up. Thought he was originally going to count the basket, but they now call an offensive foul going the other way. Thought that he signaled that the basket counted, but then he pointed the other way. So offensive foul there for Peyton Kurtz. So a minute left in this ball game. Maryville full court pressure. Shea Davison trying to get the ball across for Lafayette before the 10-second call, and she does, but then she loses the ball out of bounds. So Shea Davison got the ball across, but then just lost control out of bounds. So 55 seconds left. Maryville coming the other way. That's Jaylee Price stinging it all the way herself. Shot no good. Rebounded by Kerr. Offensive rebound. Alyssa Cunningham now controls the dribble. Driving right side. She goes in for a shot. Shot no good. But a foul call. First shot no good by Yapel. That foul was committed by Macy Tarr, her first of the game. Team's third of the fourth quarter. Kaylee Apel's second shot on the way. Up and no good once again, but offensive rebound by Price. She kicks it up to Cunningham, who takes a shot in the lane. Shot no good. And a foul going the other way. That foul on Cunningham. So a little bit of frustration there for Cunningham. Unable to convert the free throws, unable to make the shot, but it'll be the team's fifth foul, her fourth, so Lafayette coming down to shoot a couple free throws. So this last minute of the game here taking a little while, but Lafayette up by 18. You'd think by this point it's almost unfeasible for Maryville to come back, but nonetheless, Emily Dolkin at the line for two. First shot, no good. She'll have one more. Second shot on the way. It's good. Off the backboard and in. So Emily Dolkin gets her first point of the night. Jaylee Price coming the other way with 30 seconds left in this ball game. She finds Cunningham at the top, who gets it to Price in the corner, driving baseline. She'll put up a shot off the backboard and in. So Jaylee Price adds on to her point total for the night and has six now. Delaney McKeeston has the ball. 10 seconds left. Maryville still playing defense. Lafayette looks like they're content to dribble out the clock. And that's exactly what they'll do with 4 seconds left. And Lafayette, final buzzer rings. Lafayette leads it, or wins it, 46-29. 17-point victory over Maryville. Avenges their loss from last year. And the Lady Irish defeat the Spoof Hounds 46-29. We're going to take a break. I'll total up some stats and we'll be back. But don't forget, that was just the first half of our varsity doubleheader. Next up, we'll have the Lafayette boys basketball team versus the Maryville Spoof Hounds, ranked 6th in Class 4A. Well, that'll be a good one. Make sure and stay tuned. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Spoof Hound Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Spoof Hounds on Radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. And from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Paget, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoof Hounds. Also, from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoof Hounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. And Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoof Hound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. And from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full and part-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. Also from Mill & Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Mill & Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millanddinsdaleseed.com. And U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Spoof Hound Athletics and Maryville High School. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
This is Spoof Hound Postgame on KXCV KRNW.
Back here inside Maryville High School, some final stat totals for you. Leading Maryville in scoring was number 3, Michaela Yaples. She added on 8 for the Spoof Hounds. After that, Jaylee Price had 6, and then Cora Groh, Ryson Steens, Alyssa Cunningham all had 4, and then Briley Acklin had 3 points for the Spoof Hounds to round out the scoring. On the other side, for the Lady Irish, they were led by the freshman, Lania Carringer, with 13 points, who had 9 in that second half, then followed by Emery Oman with 8, or rather, Talisha Bird with 11, then Emery Oman with 8. Honor Mannings with 7. Destiny McDonald and Tia Nance both had 2, and Emily Dolkin had that free throw at the end of the game. So that wrapped up the scoring. Once again, Lafayette wins it over Maryville. And now in about 7 minutes, we'll get tipped off with our boys' game. So we'll take another break here, and when we come back, we'll have starting lineups for the boys' game. So we'll take a break. You're listening to the Spoof Hound Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Spoof Hound broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. And from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Support also comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Paget, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoof Hounds. And the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum has served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pitzenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. More information at facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC. Also from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoof Hounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or at 102 North Buchanan. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information is at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
You're tuned in to Maryville Spoofhound Pregame on KXCV KRNW, underwritten by Northwest Cell.
Back here inside Maryville High School for the second half of our varsity doubleheader between the Maryville Spoofhounds and the Lafayette Fighting Irish. This game features the Maryville Spoofhounds coming in ranked number 6 in Class 4A versus the Lafayette Fighting Irish, who has a record of 5-5, but also still a very good team. This team lost some key players last year, but in the past two seasons, they're the ones who have knocked Maryville out of the postseason. Last year, Lafayette beat Maryville in the Class 4 District 16 Tournament Championship, 51-46. And then the year prior to that, Lafayette beat Maryville 54-33 in the semifinals of that same tournament. So a little bit of a chip on their shoulder will have the Maryville Spoofhounds. Once again, this team lost some key players last year. That's Lafayette, but still a good team at that. They just went and played some good teams in Nebraska. That would be Crete, Nebraska. Rather, that's Maryville, who went and played Crete, Nebraska, and then Grand Island Northwest. They beat Grand Island Northwest 49-48. And then on Tuesday, they played at Auburn, a very good Auburn team, lost 65-72, so that's one of their two losses this season. And then they lost to Crete, that team out in Nebraska, on December 28th, 49-68. So, once again, Maryville comes in 8-2, ranked number 6 in Class 4A against the Lafayette Fighting Irish. So we'll take one last break here and then have your starting lineups. You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933, offering loans, savings, and checking accounts, credit cards, share certificates, and online banking. Located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue. Today, tomorrow, together. And the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full and part-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or online at airforce.com. Support also comes from local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information at unitedfiber.com.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil carries a full line of feeds from Purina and Land O'Lakes, along with Gates water tanks and bulk bins, to fit a variety of needs. More information in-store at 101 North Depot or online at consumersoil.com. And Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. Information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support also comes from Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers